It's your boy Dave Noodles, live from Type 88. Today we got a special guest with us. This gentleman has been around the world and back again, making the world a more beautiful place with his art, sharing it with. He just came back from a really awesome trip. He'll be talking about that. This guy does pieces that are larger than life. So today I want to welcome a special guest. We got Madman with us. What up, man?
How you doing, man? How you going?
Doing good, doing good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you having me.
So for anyone who doesn't know the Madman yet, I'm sure they may have seen your stuff. Where can people actually find your murals? Because I know you've done quite a few dozen all over the world.
Just like on my Instagram, something like that, but I don't have like a map or anything. I know people are doing some cool, like Google, something like that, doing Google Maps or something like that with murals, but most cities I do, I repeat a lot, so there's a lot of like content there in my Instagram or like my website, you know, will lead you to some articles that are written about the walls and stuff, and that'll lead you to some of the locations. But we're like nationwide come 2020, and very grateful to be doing it, man.
That's the dream right there. So you're living it. So maybe let's bring it back just a little bit to before you got to be doing these larger than life pieces. Could you remember like the first time you made a piece of art, or you had a response to your art? Or
it goes back, like I was like a graphic designer more, like I went to school and stuff, teenage years and community college for like graphic design and stuff like that. So I've been kind of creating for a long time. I also played guitar and stuff like that, I was already a type of artist, I would say. Pretty dedicated to that, but it wasn't until I moved to Los Angeles, in like 2010 or 11 that I started kind of, seeing the nature of everything and kind of grabbed a hold of my soul, man. So, and I turned it into, the kind of journey we're about to gear up for, you know. I kind of turned it into that when I moved to LA. So.
That's so cool. So
it's been a crazy ride, bro.
it's like kind of a jump, because you know, we go to school and there's this whole like, you know, gotta become a, what could I go to school for? You know, that's something that inspires me, or something that is along the line of what I do. And then of course, you know, when we think art jobs, we think graphic designer, but it's cool that you created your own path, because you're doing so much as graphic design now, but you're using those building blocks into what you're doing in just a larger scale now.
Yeah. And it, you know, it's a big change up, but I also had like good art teachers, I gotta say. You know, I just remember my art teachers most out of, you know, high school, college, whatever. And, they're the ones that were like, break the mold, you know? So, as far as like, don't, you know, you don't have to do it this way. It's just what I have to teach kind of method, you know, and then you explore and then we'll talk about it, you know? So just like they set it up to be, you know, the mentality of that, there is no really rule to it. There's just aesthetic or just a way that you can pursue it. And, you know, do it regularly, then, you know, kind of off the chain, in any direction, that like street art, graffiti, anything like that nature has created for us. So, which we weren't talking about in school. Right. But I think the school just implied the curriculum. And then if you had a good art teacher, they really just told you to go explore it, go do something more physical with your art. So, you know, naturally, when I moved to Los Angeles, that's a beast of a city, man. And it introduces you that real fast. So, you know, I just kind of let it take me, and you know, met some great people, and ended up just more explorative and more of the life that I've been dreaming of pursuing back then when I was in art school, you know. So this is kind of like the lost boy dream, you know, like compare, you know. Then, you know, I would take a great graphic design job too, man, if I didn't find it. I'm not saying that, nothing bad with that. It's just the streets, they spoke, you know. So that's
really cool.
Yeah, man, it's been a ride.
What was a teacher that you could shout out? Do you remember a specific teacher that really, you know, lit that fire?
Yeah, man. Miss Richardson, Gilbert High School, dude.
Oh, she used even to before down. College.
Yeah, man. She used to lit down my block, too. I've always wanted to go say what up to her nowadays. I should do that. But shout out Miss Richardson.
That's cool. Yeah, it's just, you know, you're on that journey. I always tell anyone that's on a journey, it's like, yo, it's a journey. You don't stop. You just find new paths. You find not even shortcuts, but like you find a new road. You take a mountain, you drive, you fly, you know, but as long as you keep going, you figure it out. And that's the whole point of the don't stop dreaming. It's like,
absolute.
Go live it, and you just figure things out as you go. And then when you bring that energy and you bring that love to what you're doing, then you, as you said, you start connecting the dots. And you mentioned you've been back to places many times and the amount of love you get from these people. So,
yeah, what it's led to, man. You know, I got to say too, there's, it always goes forever because there's consistently new teachers. You know, just because you're not in school in that way, you know, doesn't mean, oh, not always in school. You know, I've had plenty of mentors, plenty of people that have paved the way and also helped me down that road in my journey. So, and they're around, I mean, you know, just because we don't live in the same state or, you know, not neighbors or anything doesn't mean we all don't, aren't there for each other and conversate and criticize. Like, you know, I'm part of some critiques, you know, groups, stuff like this, people that, you know, don't turn an eye when they want to just help you out, or just, you know, if you need help, you're asking, and that's leading you to your path. So, yeah, man, there's teachers everywhere. So, and you know, remembering them and remembering what they taught you, or you know, can go a long way. That'll travel with you forever. So, yeah, shout out to all the teachers, man. That's something I wouldn't even mind. Ended up being a school teacher after all this stuff, just because of the inspiration and from my journey and, you know, personally, I didn't even know it was going to be this like this. So, and it's not any other way. I'm just saying, like, you know, I just, this is all a dream, you know, and I'm just grateful to be here. And yeah, man, I'll be teaching too. That's for sure. So.
I always talk about, you know, like sharpening your sword and getting, it's what we don't see always, you know, on social media, we most of the time see the finished product. We see what all the work went into, but there's so much more to it. How, you know, like how important is that, you know, the behind the scenes, you know, like the building, the sharpening your sword and the practicing to get to where you are today?
I think a lot of that has to do with like who you hang out with, or like who your mentors are, and kind of where you came from in it, you know, the advice that you're given. And so, you know, to be okay with this kind of roller coaster lifestyle, this entrepreneur, this, this career path that's not so, so guaranteed all the time, you know, but it is kind of in the longer run. So I can definitely say in the last 10 years, man, people of social media and people chasing, you know, two different roads, you know, so a lot, and telling somebody to slow down a little bit, or like, hey, it's going to take a little longer than you think. It's almost insulting, you know, in the last couple of years. So it's like, cause people want to just get it real quick. You know, they see all these highlights, you know, as you said, and like people just coming up real quick, That jacket's not even out yet or whatever, you know, kind of stuff. So,
yeah,
but they might be a part of that jacket, well, you know, in ways that you don't even know about. Maybe 2 years ago, they came up with that idea and it took them 2 years to do that. And so, you know, you don't know nothing about it. You're just watching it drop. And it's the same with a lot of applied topics in the world. So, yeah, man, just be okay with the ride. Just be okay with it being like, you know, a couple months, couple years, whatever. I mean, that's their time. Everybody's on their wave. So, like, you know, ride it when it comes, but like, be okay with just chilling, you know?
Yeah. Patience is something that is constantly a lesson for me.
Matters who you're chilling with, man, you know? And we all go through it. And that's another great thing is that you're not alone. It's a normal feeling to feel down, to get, you know, 'cause you're going to get back up. You're going to have that big champion moment. And then you might be down again, but that's okay. 'Cause you know what champion moments feel like, you know what being up feels like, you know, what feels down feels like, and it just keeps building you, you know?
Yep.
As you go, a lot of people get hit that first hit, you know, and can, you know, just jump the other way completely. I see it all the time. I mean, it's a shame. So many talented people, you know, too scared to do it, but I'm trying to motivate everyone around me, man. I'm trying to get everybody on that platform. If not, even just be proof, you know, that you can make it, man. You can make it what you want it to be, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I try to hang out with people like that. If they're not like that, I try to, inspire them to be like that, you know, or just check it out at least, man. So
key, man. It's just, I think back of dreams that I've had, and there've been times where I had this dream, you know, I really wanted to be a musician and a performing artist.
Yeah. I clicked to that for sure.
It was crazy when I hit that fork in the road where it was like, I realized that wasn't ultimately the thing I was supposed to do for my creative career.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it was like this weird thing where I was like, oh shoot, this is what I thought was for me. But then this other thing kept calling me.
Yeah.
And I answered that call, which was, you know, doing the brand, which Perfect. Was 13 years ago. And, you know, there's been question like, oh, why didn't you do both? But for me, I really needed to put my all into it. And I kind of saw that I had to kind of dump one relationship in a way to start a real one.
Yeah, for sure.
But everything I learned along the way with that one brought me to help start this one.
Oh, it led you there, man. You know, I wouldn't say you failed at anything. You did something that led you to something greater. You were still, but it was still great. You know, I have the same kind of story, man. I was a guitar player when I was 17 through 21. And I was touring and I was doing it too. And, playing Warped Tour and just doing it, man. I thought I was going to be, this was it. Like, you know, my guitar is my third arm. This is what I'm going to do forever. And I'm 19, you know? Wow. And, when I was 21, 22 is when I really stopped and I moved to LA and stuff like that, but it led me, you know, and for years I was resentful to music and all this stuff. And then finally, a couple of years later, I just was like, you know, it wasn't a fail, man. That was like a super win. And I happened to continue, you know, happened to lead me to what I do today. And that almost prepped me to be the dude that I am today because I was doing that super young. And, you know, selling merch. I mean, I make T-shirts with the company that made my band T-shirts.
Oh, cool.
12 years ago. You know, I came home to when I moved back to Phoenix, like I hit them up first and was just like, hey, I'm trying to make sure it's what's your give me quotes, you know?
Yeah.
So, but like we used to flip CDs. We used to flip shirts, merch, all these things with our band's name on it. You know, sleep in a van, you know, be comfortable with traveling and eating cheese sandwiches or whatever, dude, you know, like, and that's not much different than, you know, mural festivals and, you know, art gigs now, you know, it's just being comfortable with, that type of life, you know, and just kind of getting it done though. So enjoying it, man. I enjoy it all. I enjoyed it playing music back in that time, just like I do paint now, you know, with the same energy and the same madman flavor, you know. I get my name from the band days. Madman.
I was wondering, yeah.
Madman, you know, my old bands named me Madman, you know. So like when I got to LA and I was doing stickers, I wasn't just gonna write John, I was gonna write something. That's the only thing that clicked. And, you know, I didn't know I was going to stick. I didn't know I was going to do this for the next 10 years, you know, after that. But, you know, that's how that came about. And, you know, that's a story that not too many people know. I don't even think people even know I play guitar. So.
Yeah, I didn't even know that till just now.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's been a long, long time, man. And I'm super, it's so cool how that all works out, you know. Because I kind of always felt like fighting for my back home, you know, where I'm from kind of stuff, you know, and being that proof I was talking about earlier of, you know, all my Phoenix friends and where I came from. So, you know, I titled the name for him. That's cool. You know, and we're all cool, you know. And now we're back over here in Phoenix and, you know, hey, everyone's doing their thing. Everyone's evolved. Everyone's getting it, you know, everyone's a little different. Everyone's doing different stuff. But I still got band homies. I still got a bunch of creative people, you know? So it's not just so much about, you know, what you write and what you do. It might be any kind of artist over here. So, and over there in LA too, you know, that's what I love about every city to city. Arts are everywhere now. Everyone's just so, making bangers in all forms, man. You know, everyone's hungry. Yeah. So, that's what I liked about LA, you know, and over here is Phoenix is ready too, but the hunger, you know, getting it, trying to make it happen. Everybody's talking about what they're doing, not where they're working. You know, I used to say no one's talking about their day job. You know, everyone's talking about what they're doing. And I used to love that because that's what I thought of it. So, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I always, you know, a lot of the time I'll hang with people and they'll be like, well, Dave, you don't really have anything in common with us. And I'm like, I was like, all you got to do is ask me what I've been up to.
Yeah.
If you want to hear a lot of me to talk about some stuff, I was like, I can't really relate. I don't work with you or I don't really watch maybe this sport, but just ask me what I've been working on and we could talk.
We got a conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. So. But it's cool. Yeah. LA is inspiring, brother.
I like to, you know, more than now, I'm like in a room and I'm the only artist, you know, and I like that. I like that kind of composition because everyone's kind of pillared. And if you're willing to talk, we all got interesting things to say. And, you know, being the artist is always a conversation starter. More of an adventure, you know, because everyone just doesn't really know what you're talking about. You know, but I can't really say like, oh, three layers of yellow later, you know, I was you know, like no one will laugh, no one gets it, but yellow being a pain in the ass. But little artist joke for you. But yeah, man, it's wild to be in the artist. I don't even know what you call it. This is what I chose. It chose me, you know?
There you go.
And people be free. If I say that to someone that don't get it, they think I'm crazy, bro. You know?
Man. It's, I think what I learned from my dad, you know, cause he's a musician at heart and professionally.
Yeah.
He, when he was younger, his mom was like, you know, Barry, you could be a musician, but maybe you should do something else just in case you don't get gigs all the time, just in case this doesn't, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a slow season, you know, something you could count on, something with a pension. So my dad, what did he choose? He chose being a teacher too.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a teacher, a music teacher. And it all kind of tied in to his dream. And he was, the stories I hear from past students, he was the GOAT, you know, everyone.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, that's what you would.
Yeah.
That might be the big dream, dude. You know, I didn't really start thinking about that until this was so important to me, you know. Everyone thinks about being the artist, but there's nothing. I mean, man, that'd be powerful as hell to turn out to be someone that teaches something for the future generations, you know, to, even if you're just explorative with it, you know, it's still, if you're just a rad teacher, man, you, everyone remembers that forever. So,
yep.
And that's huge. I was going to ask, yeah, like if you were from music, cause my dad's a drummer.
Oh yeah.
And he led me to this, you know, he was always like, hang around creative people, hang around artists. So the best people in the world, like just don't hang out with anyone else, hang out with all, you know, whatever. And, it, you know, from music into art, it led, you know, he was a huge reason why I stayed on the path of art. There was also that that security of what hard work means and getting a job and being, you know, not reckless, because I mean, while I was doing a lot of this, I had a corporate job. While I toured, I had to like use my PTO and stuff. You know, I travel as an artist, you know, in Los Angeles for the first three years, I was working a corporate job, you know, 50, 60 hour work weeks. And then on the weekends going and painting walls or putting up posters, putting it, whatever, or traveling to Miami or whatever. And then eating it on Monday, you know,
and just
doing it. But because I knew the value of hard work, you know, of hard work, that you have to be stable to take big, you know, the bigger risks. You need to really have that discipline. You know, you're not just recklessly risking. You know, you've been building for that. You've been building your life, your mentality, and everything, your knowledge, your education, so you can be more on point when you start making bigger risks, you know, bigger moves with your stuff. So, and you know, yeah, that's another thing I liked about LA is no one talked about their day job, that corporate job, that waste of time job.
Yeah.
And everyone was so enthused and telling you what they really were doing or trying to do. And that's huge, man. So that's huge.
Yeah, man. I learned, you know, if I learned one thing from my mom and one thing from my dad, it was my dad, work extremely hard at what you're passionate about. And my mom is just love, you know, and it, the action of love.
Yeah.
You know, and at a point where you don't even have to say it and you just feel it, you know, and it's through your actions. It's through what you do. And I said it the other day, I was like, you know, no matter who the president is, I got to wake up and I want to be good to people. I want to help people. I want to support people's dreams. And no matter who is in charge there, I'm in charge of what I wake up and do every day. And I'm going to go out and get it and go out and help other people get it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I hope it, I hope everyone's trying to do that after all this, you know, give it like a, let's hopefully people kind of get on it of like being kinder to one another again. That's what's going to heal this. That's what's going to heal everyone's life right now. So I hope you remember to be kind, man. That's about as political as I get.
Real talk.
I just really, yeah. So
so I think it was cool that you condition yourself for that 60 hour work week and for fulfilling responsibilities, because when you're turning this dream into a thing that you're doing full time, it's not this, you're sitting on the beach and you're just accepting Venmos and PayPals. You're waking up and you're doing a bunch of stuff that is part of the business side of what you're doing to get to that point where it's like the passionate part, but there's so many little strings and so many little levers that you have to pull in between that are like the responsibility factors of your dream. So it's good that you train yourself in that way, you know.
It all comes from the knowledge that you have for hard work, you know. Work ethic, you know, stuff like that. Good work ethic, you know. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. Because, like, also that corporate job don't really want you to do anything else. So totally. if they find out that you're trying to do something like that, you know, there's a lot of bully mentality, you know, of like, why are you doing stuff? Why are you doing that? I used to be called Picasso. My bosses used to make fun of me all the time just because I used to, hey, I've already done my overtime. I need to go home. And like, they're just kind of like, why, you know, what you got going on? I'm like, oh, I have an art show. I have this art show tonight and I got to bring my own easy up and I got to, you know, set up stuff and blah, blah, blah. And they're just like, what, you know what I mean? Like, what are you, Picasso or something? Like, what are you doing? And I'm just like, that's crazy, man. I just have something to do. Like, yeah, that's, you know, just a little on one day. But yeah, man, I've been working for myself now for like 3 years and it's been, I don't know what it's been. It's been crazy, man. You kind of have to build by yourself, you know, and day by day, you got to learn, got to mentor some people, you know, get into it. Cause it's like, just, it's not easy, man. Let me tell you, it's a lot of people just think I sit here and play Nintendo and like, I wish, but I would just go work for Nintendo if I did that. But like, it is a lot of waking up. I wake up at 7 o'clock on the dot every day, no matter what day it is. And I just, by 11 o'clock, I've got a lot of stuff done. I'll tell you that. A lot of stuff coming up, a lot of stuff sent back, a lot of emails, a lot of conversations. People call me in the morning. I just talk to my friends. I talk to my some artists. I talk to people. I connect, you know. So by the time noon, man, you know, I can eat, chill out, do my thing. Maybe come back at it, start another layer of paint on a painting and, you know, stay up, do whatever it needs, whatever you got coming up, what do you got doing? It's always a plan. It's always thinking ahead, you know? So the only difference is that I don't go anywhere and sit at a cubicle. I built a cubicle in my room and I sit at that, you know, I do that kind of stuff. So
it's the grind, man.
Yeah. But it's definitely traditional to like go somewhere, and I get it, but like, I can't change your minds, you know? Like, you know, you can't change your minds.
Yeah. It's just cool. Just you put yourself in a place to figure it out. You've conditioned yourself with hard work your whole life. I always tell anyone, I'm like, you know, I meet kids in these brilliant schools, you know, they have straight A's, but they have no clue what they want to do because all they know how to do is put their head down and hit the books all day, all week. When it comes to a passion or a hobby or a thing that like sparks them, they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know? So I always tell them, I'm like, you don't know unless you try different things, of course. But I was but you can't be, but also there's the balancing act of trying all these different things. Eventually you have to decide and really give it a little bit more of a oomph instead of, oh, well, I like throwing boomerangs and I like playing with nunchucks and I really want to be gymnastics. Like, it's cool. It's good to have all those hobbies, which I'm all for. And then you're like, oh, well, I want to be a radio broadcaster too. And it's like, that's all cool. But then there's this like deciding moment where like, it's important to also decide. And of course, you don't know if that will even be the case. But then there's kind of this like fork in the road vibe in what you're doing. And it's like, give more effort to that, because I see a lot of these young cats, they have 80 things on their plate. They have 400 windows open on their laptop, and they don't even know which one to click, and they don't even know what they learned, even though they've been watching stuff all day. So like, as someone maybe from, I wouldn't say the older generation, but more of like the old school hard work ethic generation, how do you silence the noise? Because there's so much to indulge in. There's so much to consume now. How do you just put your head down and get it?
Yeah, I was going to say like two things that are coming to mind is that maybe a lot of talent never sees the light of day because they feel of what they should be doing, not what they could be doing, stuff like this. Like there's a lot of influence now, right? It comes back to that influence. If I want to be risky and do my own style or something like that, it's not what I'm looking at on the gram, you know, what that's making money or, you know, this and that. And I don't know, you know, I've met plenty of people that get to that fork in the road with their art. And a lot of them choose the money. A lot of them choose, it's like 50-50 almost. But I think it's just because of that influence on what they should be doing if they're doing art or if they're making music or if they're, you know what I mean? Whatever they're doing, nunchucks. If you can make money throwing nunchucks, tell me about it. Cause you know, that'd be cool. But like, you know, the influence of what you should be doing is a huge problem first. And then I forget what the second one was, but, the should be doing, I see that all the time. And then you got to know, if you want to do this art stuff, if you want to be a musician, if you want to do all these things, you can't listen to any of that. You know, it's all there to stop you from doing whatever the hell you was on your mind in the first place, you know, like what you saw first time you were like, oh, an artist would be cool to be. Well, what was that picture in your head? Because if it's not, you know, someone else is going to tell you not to be that thing. I'll tell you right now, if they can, they will. So what you should do is just be yourself, go for it 1,000% and tell somebody, you know, tell somebody about it. There's a place for you. There's a place for you to go and be you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like when people get into people's, try to get in people's head and try to say, oh, you shouldn't do that. You should do it this. Cause that just becomes like a big mental problem, because I'm doing it the way I'm doing it and you're doing it the way you're doing it. There's no guarantee if I switch over and start doing whatever that person's doing means I'm not going to be, you know, what is that for me? You know, that guy's doing it. I mean, I don't know. There's somebody relevant, you know?
Yeah.
I'm more into like the historical things and my mentors and people I've read about and people I take interest in, you know, they're lifers. They're doing it this for forever. And this is just what they're doing this week. This is what they're doing at 33. This is what they're doing at 47. You think you're going to be drawing the same thing over and over again until you're 40. I mean, for 20 years, I mean, I guess you can, but you're probably going to change. You're probably going to change it up. So, and don't be afraid of that change. It stops a lot of people. And then they lose the control of it or something, and they don't know who to blame. So, you know, that influence, man, that gets me all the time. Cause I try to boost people's confidence. I try to tell them that they're very capable and that is a great idea. You know, not other things, you know, telling people that their ideas are great, you know, or a way to work on them is very strong and very powerful. So you don't know where that'll lead that person, instead of saying, oh, you should just be switching it up or doing what's popular or whatever. It goes in a circle, man. Everything goes on a circle. I'm like even producing music again for the first time this summer. So everything goes in waves. Everything goes in circles. It's cool right now. Doesn't mean in 2, 3 years, 5 years, whatever, man. Just keep working. Put your head down. Work. Draw that thing, that weird thing that you think is not going to make it, man. It'll probably make it, you know?
Yeah.
So keep working on it. You know, there's no timeline either. What it looks cool on the gram, but there's going to be another app. There's going to be something after the gram, after the social media. So like, who do you want to be then? You want to have built something by then, right? Like been working on something by then so you can transition. You know, instead of be hung up and, oh, like, you know, I find no use for the future because you, or I don't know. I don't know, man. I can go on for days for that, bro. That's like, that hits my heart. I, you know, trying to inspire people to rethink the doubt. And I'm huge into that. And it's a big hurdle in the human brain, bro, that I see people fall over all the time. And it's gotta be, we gotta find a way to make more confidence, you know, more prevail, you know, to ensure that the young minds come up with that capability, that they are capable. They don't have to listen to someone because they already know that they're capable.
I agree. I'm a big believer in balance. You know, I could sit here and learn all day everything, but if I don't write it down, if I don't apply it, it just, you know, my day is, it was well spent learning. But for me, if I'm learning how to use do a trick on Photoshop, if I'm not doing it right in that moment and apply it, it goes over my head. So,
oh yeah, man.
I think it's important to learn your sauce for who you are. You know, we're all different kind of learners. We're all different kind of, you know, we seek different thrills. We seek different vibes.
Oh yeah.
Me, I kind of started off as a quiet person. I'm a little more vocal now, but I'm still very similar. I just have to talk more now that I'm more of an adult, but I really,
that's the trick.
And people label you, and then you almost inherit it. They're like, oh, you're quiet. You're the quiet kid. But you could label yourself. You know, mm-hmm. I see a lot of people taking their stereotype from when they were a kid still with them.
Yes.
And even me, bro, like sometimes I'm like, oh, well, I wasn't this guy in high school. I have to be this way now because of that. And it's like, no, like, of course I'm not that way in high school. Like I might
there's evolutions to it, man.
Change even 3 years yet from today.
Yeah.
So and as you said, it goes back to the change. Like embrace it.
Even you have to get comfortable with it. Yeah. You have to get comfortable with the change because there's a lot of changes in life, and that's normal. That's preferred. For you to evolve in this life is an amazing thing for you to witness yourself, you know, for you to go through it. You get to know everything about yourself a little bit more clearly because you're actually paying attention. You're actually conscious. You know, I always say like I've been a couple people to get to where I'm at right now in 30 years. You know, I've been like four people, you know, and little gears change, little gears stay the same, right? But I'm grateful for all the changes and everything that because it's led me to be who I am today, and I'm very proud of myself. I'm very stoked on what I do and who's around and my connection to this life, man. And like I said, being built that way and paying attention to the build is the most important thing you can do for yourself. Cause then you're not surprised that you're somebody or you're, you know, not somebody like that, but you know, you're somebody that you're going through new, you know, and becoming. So I was scared, man. I'm still scared to talk. Like this is, I've been on a couple little Zoom meetings or something like this, but this is my first, you know, recorded thing stuff. And man, if you would catch me a couple years ago, I don't even know what I'd be saying up here. So, you know what I mean? Cause I'm uncomfortable, but like I've been on my online, you know, I've been a little bit more vocal, a little bit more current with how I'm feeling and what I am actually doing, because a lot of my brand has become of just my art is, I'm not really like the selfie king or anything. I post pictures of amazing photographers out there that send me photos. But mainly it's just about the art.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not really vocalizing my opinion on it or my opinions on anything. You know, I'm just kind of on there with my art and conversating with people that like it or have, you know, we connect through art or something like this, you know. But like, yeah, so I've been trying to get a little bit more brave in like the conversation, like me being in front of people or me in front of a camera and talking about really what's going on. Yeah. Cause not a lot of people know my story. And, and I don't know others. So this is like amazing that, you know, this has become a thing that we can do, and shed some light on the travel, you know, on the journey.
Yeah, man. I give thanks for these this podcast, because it's we're going on 3 years old. This is we've had convos like this, but it actually gives it, like, locks it in for me to count on this. And I don't very often have these conversations with too many people, like, besides, you know, my lady.
Yeah,
it's pretty common, but
yeah,
other than that, like, this is like the alley-oop for me to have these convos, and I love having these talks with people. And yeah, just like dig in and thinking about the why and what we're doing and just reflecting and stuff.
I don't think there's anything cooler than artists talking about life, bro. You know, I think that's, you know, that, you know, you think of it like a comedians, you know, the last great free speech of our time, you know, and artists are the same in that manner of we're visual. We got questions. We got, you know, we're talking about stuff. We got thoughts, you know, about life and all these things. And we don't really talk like a lot of other people if you're not in that realm. So when you do get in front of another artist and have a conversation, man, it's a trip, because you not only are you realizing that you're not alone, like you're not crazy because someone else talks this way, you know, but you have that connection. You have that, okay, we're real people. This is real. This is a real thing. There is this energy out there. And yeah, I need to get a lot more of this. So very cool, man. I appreciate being here, dude.
Yeah, of course, man.
I love talking to artists. I love talking, you know, about all this. So, cause everyone's story is different and they're so vastly different. And, but they're all kind of in the same direction, you know?
Yeah.
So nothing's crazy to me, other than like not having that crazy story, you know. You need to get yourself a crazy story if you don't have one, because that's the way to live, you know. That's the way to live this life. So yeah, man. But yeah, I like the connection, and the conversations mean everything, you know. So being recorded is even cooler, because now I can, like, now it's just documented. So
yeah
instead of just how, you know, through text or through any way we other conversate, you know, we talk like this, like on the norm. But yeah, man, really cool. Congratulations on 3 years, dude. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's the last time I saw you, or that's when I saw you in Staten Island, maybe 3 years ago.
Wow. Like
2017 or so.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to me, it's been, it was never this, oh, let me start it because it could be the next thing. It's kind of the connection is what's kept it going too. Why it started and why I just keep it going. Cause sometimes, you know, you may look at your numbers and you're like, oh, why'd this only get 10 plays? This was a really good conversation. And it's like, once I just like swipe that to the left and just kind of just focus on the combo with the person, I'm like, you know what? That was a really good conversation. That was one of the best combos I've had with someone.
Yeah, the content, the consistency. Yeah, man. Don't worry about 10 likes, bro. That's like,
yeah.
You're doing it, man. You know, you're doing it for a bigger purpose too, you know?
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, it goes back to that takes longer than you think kind of mentality, you know? Like, you're going to be, you're only grad already, but you're going to be really happy that you did this in a couple of years, you know what I mean? And have all these, and have all this stuff, you know, all this documented. So
I look back and I'm like, wow, 3 years ago I was wearing the Lucha Libre mask DJing on Halloween. Like, oh wow, I remember that. That was cool.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
I missed doing them in person, but
I know. Are you gonna do one this year?
In person? Are you
gonna do anything this year, or like virtual or anything?
So believe it or not, there's been an event that we've done for many years. It's called Musication.
Okay.
And I've actually haven't even really told anyone this publicly, but
you can premiere, bro.
So last year there was kind of a hiccup in our lives. Just my friend was having a child. I had to focus more on my business, and I just didn't have the time to invest in a full blown festival event with 50 artists.
Yeah.
Out of the labor of my love, you know, there's no funding, there's no nothing to kind of keep the lights on. And I was in the midst of trying to keep the lights on with my business.
Yeah.
Because it was going through a low, and I had to just pivot and triple down on it. And it forced me to cancel the event, Musication. Well, we didn't even book it.
Yeah.
But this year, I'm like, you know what? Maybe we could do this and do it TRL style. You know, I've been doing it with the podcast. Artists have been sending me their performances.
Perfect.
It makes it a little easier now. We don't got to pay thousands to rent the spot. Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So my goal is to do that before 2021. Just to bring back that vibe. It's, you know, now it's a Staten Island Urban Dictionary term. Like, people know Musication.
Yeah.
But for me to say, when someone asks and I'm saying no, I'm like, you know what? Let me, now that we have the technology and people are tuned in, they're looking for something fun to tune into.
For sure.
Let's give it. And I was like, I'm not going to have a bunch of people in the room like that. That's just disregarding life. Yeah. But I could have 20 different people film a performance.
Yeah. And then you can do live stuff. I mean, you can, people are, I've seen plenty of that going on already. So, I mean, as far as like on main, like TV, I think you pull that off. No problem.
So that'd be exciting. That's the goal. That's the goal. So I'm excited about that.
Definitely get, like, let me know the link, dude.
I definitely will. I'm bringing that back and working on a new mixtape for the brand. Just, awesome. You know, artists from all over the country send the music. So it's just a couple of things, but I know you got some fire in the works.
Yeah, man, I always got something cooking. Always got something going on.
Something that's even a childhood dream of yours.
Yeah. So I just pulled the trigger on my first figure. So my first all 87, my main character that I paint all the time. Been many logos of mine. We did a cool like 4-inch kind of Star Wars figure a couple years ago, and that was a trip. You know, that was cool. But these are like 8-inch. You know, kind of statue toy that's going to be one of the first of many. So working with a cool company that finally someone reached out and could make it for me. So we're just going to drop those probably in the beginning of the year. I don't know. We'll figure
that's
it out.
Great.
Still being modified and stuff, but it's super exciting, man. I am like a toy junkie. When I was a kid, man, that was everything, make believe everything, you know. It was just, and all kinds of action figures, man. Off brand and everything, just whatever. I used to go to this cool outlet. My mom used to take me to this outlet mall and had the sickest old school toy store in there, real cheap toys, but they had just walls and walls of action figures and wall to walls to like mix match crazy. That's cool. All over the world toys. It was crazy. And I just grew up mixed match kid, man. So yeah, it's been in the works for like 2 months now or so, but it'll take probably 2 months. But yeah, man, we'll do it. We'll drop a toy in the beginning of the year. And
that's super cool.
That's cool as hell. I'm really stoked. And it's like it's such a jarring process. Cause like you wait weeks, you know, to see anything. So I'm just like a little kid. Like I just want to see it so bad. And it's like, it's weeks out, it's months away. So, but I'm really excited, man. Yeah. We got that going on. Other than like the clothing's been really cool. Clothing's really cool for me. T-shirts with my name on it are always something, as a graphic designer, I always thought was so cool about brands in general. So like, you know, to start forming all this stuff out after coming up from stickers to posters to paint to, you know, large scale. And now I'm kind of turning into, I have objects, you know, I have things, you know, I have things for you to wear. I have things for you to collect. I still have stickers in my pocket to this day, you know, so cool. I'll give them to you. But like, you know, it's just turned into something cool, man, that we can, I'm glad I can kind of take my childhood and things that were cool during that time when I was younger and make them a dream come true, you know, something that's physical right here. Now I have one, and I might even get into like more G.I. Joe type, you know, flexible toys. You don't know. It's kind of still on the table. So I'm kind of just making a collectible because I want collectible toys as well. That's big news all around, dude.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, dude.
I recommend anyone, you know, like, you know, that same feeling that you have, you know, you're talking about the toys and your childhood. I feel like we could keep that magic in our lives. Of course, you know, we have new responsibilities. We gotta wake up at certain times.
Oh yeah.
Which is cool because we got a reason to wake up, and we can wake up. Not everyone gets to.
Absolutely. But
I think we should, you know, I think just hearing you talk like that, it just re-sparks something I always push for myself and for others, is just like, hold on to those things that really matter to you, you know? And if you were young, you're still young, and you know, you could still love basketball, you could still love wrestling or football, even if you're not a pro. And like, here you are a pro in art, and you are creating something that connects to your youth. And it's like, I recommend that to anyone, even if you're not a pro, hang on to those things that matter to you, even if you're doing them an hour after you put the kids to bed after a long day of work, you know, like
I was doing an hour a night 6 years ago, man, you know? So,
yeah,
I mean, been doing an hour a night for a long time before that, but I'm just saying, like, it leads you to who you need to be. Who you are is, there's nothing wrong with who you are. And, you know, that's part of you, creating your life built on, you were still that kid, no matter how old you get. I have childhood memories all the time. It's just, you know, it's just as big as of your life than it was today, you know, or back then to today. It's who you are, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, especially you can build your life for the rest of your life off of who you are. Yeah, man. Righteous. All right. You know? Yeah. So, man. And I'm stoked to be, to know other people that are doing great things as well. So I'm just in a wave, and I'm, you know, in a current with a lot of other talented people. And I'm just so beyond grateful that that's truly what I'm about, truly what I've gotten to do and be about, and been accepted just for believing. So it's just a hell of a culture, man. And I'm, yeah, believing in yourself, man, getting you to that point, using your talent, using who you are, man. Yeah, we're going to go into a new age here where that's what's going to count. You know, like, that's going to be important. That's very important.
Truth.
So, yeah, man, more toys. I need to come out with a whole line. I'll come out with a whole line, I'm sure. Let's start with the first one, though, the first one.
That's cool, man, that... you know, it could be a business, you know, it could be your life, but yet you still have that child vibe when you talk about it, and, you know, and that passion, the youthful passion for it. And I think that just, it's cool when it all connects, you know, where you're, you know, you're making toys, and you're designing them, and you're helping people, you know, some older cats, they may get that toy. That may even be their first toy from when they were, the last one may have been when they were a kid.
Yeah.
You know, and you may open up a whole new mind vibe for these older cats to get a toy. Or even a younger kid may get that and be like, yo, he did that. Oh, that's my uncle's best friend. Like, I want to do something.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Inspire the whole way, taking it back full circle, man. And re-envisioning, you know, trying to harness that feeling, you know, there's a lot of outlets artists can go down to try to explore that feeling, you know. Toys was just kind of like a cool, not a coincidence, but just something that's like makes sense, like right off the just, I mean, it just makes sense. And, you know, I always say, even with my clothing, because I always wear my clothing and people are just like, why you wear your shirts? And I'm like, hey, man, if I don't, no one else will. Okay. And same thing goes into something like productionizing something like a figure. I'm trying to bring, you know, I'm trying to re-envision this and bring it to your table. So, you know, it's proof that it can be done. That you don't know what that can spark. I said that earlier, you know, and
maybe, yeah,
like you said, you give it to an OG or something like that, he's just going to be wild now that, what are you, how old are you? Like, you're making toys. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Their brain is just, now you're, you know, now you're looking for, now you're inspiring yourself. You don't even know it, you know? So yeah, man, I have toys. I collect figures from my friends and from my peers. I have a glass shelf with all kinds of vinyls and all kinds of figures, that, you know, some of my friends don't make, some they do, whatever, but you know, I see it as like, oh, I want to get there. I want to, you know, I collect toys because I like toys. Never thought about making them. So maybe you should think about making them, you know?
Yeah.
These people are doing it. Someone else is making it, and they're, you know, they might make less or more, you don't know.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like the funny stuff you see even on YouTube, man. How come you don't have a YouTube? You know, that person is doing that wild stuff. He has a YouTube. You got a great idea and you don't have a YouTube. Get a YouTube. You know, you like toys. Start thinking about maybe if you would have a character or something, you know, what do you like? What do you got going on? You know, because someone will make it for you. So, you know, it can be done.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, I've been hunting for a toy, someone to make me a toy for a while. So, cause I see a lot of my peers and stuff like that doing that. And I'm all about that. I'm trying to come out with 16-foot statues one day.
That's where it starts, you know, like,
yeah, man, we'll start at 6 inches, we'll get up to 6 feet, we'll do it.
I think it's like your imagination meeting hard work, and I think if you could combine those, you got to keep, you can't have one or the other. If you're not going to match it with the hard work, it's just going to be a little thought bubble above your head. But if you're willing to put that pedal to the metal, like hit the pavement,
blow the roof off, man.
You could see it. You could see that 16-foot statue.
Listen, once you don't have a roof because you blew it off, you know what I'm saying? There's no more roof. Yeah. So I didn't think what I was going to be doing 10 years ago, what I'd be doing today. I didn't think what I was doing 6 years ago when I made some opportunity choices, you know, that changed my whole course of all this. You know, that would be here 5 years later. You know, so like, yeah, there's no roof on this thing, dude. We can do whatever. This will lead me to whatever I'm happy, you know, makes me happy. And I hope that, I mean, I know it does, but I hope it makes people happy when they discover my work or conversate with me or, you know what I mean, be a part of it, because it's just proof, man. I always say all the time, I'm kind of a lost boy, man. I'm a dude from nowhere, you know. No one knows where I'm from. I say Gilbert, Mesa, something like that. If you don't live in Arizona, you don't know where that's at. Uh-huh. I'm a dude, you know. So like, I'm a dude from nowhere, dude, you know. And let me tell you, it's you're able. Whatever you're looking at every day, wishing and, you know, praying you'd get, you're capable of doing it. So I want to put that in everything that I create and everything I launch. And even collabs, man, you know, so I collab with some rad people, and this work leads me to collab with rad people, rad artists, rad creators, yeah, of this planet, man. So, you know, yeah, I look forward to everything. Everything, yeah, all the time.
Yeah. And, you know, we are dropping little Costco samples for people. We do got something in the works too. So, yeah, we can't show you anything today because it's confidential, but there is something in the works. I'm excited about that. The Madman Stereotype.
I can't wait, man. I've been following you since I met you. And,
same, man.
It's you got a rad thing going on, dude. So I can't wait to make powerful. I don't even know what you'd say. Powerful creations with you.
Me too, man. I'm honored. It's just really cool to just, you know, talk about all this stuff, and it's just cool to really, you know, talk to someone who's really living their dream, but yet isn't just hoarding all the information and just being the, oh, it's only me. You know, I love the fact that you're out there and you're like, yo, you could do it too. And you're talking about your framework and your work ethic and how you picked your choice and the forks in the road, and here you are today, you know, living the dream.
So yeah, man. I meet a lot of people that I've been through, a lot of people that put me down for that, you know, and it's unfortunate. I wish the best for them, but you know, you have to make choices. You have to do your thing. Everyone has their reason, what they're doing stuff. And everyone had, hopefully, I always had a goal. I always had things in a plan. So, you know, yeah, man, I hope everyone the best. And I want everyone to stop doubting and start getting your hands in there, you know, start putting into some work. 'Cause I don't know, man. Someone like I can't get through to you. You're gonna have to get a boost. I don't know.
I feel
yeah, dude. Yeah.
Yo, man, this combo was great. You're always welcome back. I can't wait to see the toy.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see the collab with Stereotype.
Me neither, dude. It's gonna be hot. I can't wait. Thank you, man. I'm very honored to be here and grateful for it, dude. You know, our relationship is just beginning, and I can't wait already, bro. So it's, you know, this is what it's all about. Meeting heads like you and collabing and becoming more familiar with each other. This is also like across the nation collab. Okay. This is like, you know, I live in Phoenix now, but this is a West Coast to East Coast thing. So, you know, all that stuff's really important in the whole journey of this whole thing just went nationwide, and it means the world to me, man. I appreciate you,
man. Yo, if you're out there, you know, make sure to support my dude. Check out his page. What's the Insta for everyone and the website?
My Instagram is madmanart, so madmanart, and then my web store is mdmnshop.com.
Yo, go support that. Give them a follow and follow the journey. And, you know, make sure you stay on your path with yours. And if you ever fall off your path, his page will definitely lighten up your spirits.
Bless, man. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you, bro.
Hit me up after this, whatever.
Most stuff, man.
All right. Peace.
Peace, bro.